time. Again, had a couple days here, Shabbos. So again, page 266, Simon Reish Yud Ches, Sif Dalad. Talking about bracha or brachas that you would make, a bracha that one would make over a place where a miracle was done to them. So we talk about that if it was done to Klal Yisrael. So when you see that place, and it's clear from that place was a place where a nes was done for Klal Yisrael. So even though it didn't happen to you, but still it happened to Klal Yisrael, so therefore you make a bracha. If it was not a majority of Klal Yisrael, so that's different. So then, we saw before that then, even if it's, and this is going to be important for today, even if it was done to some of the Shvatim, but five out of 12 tribes, so it's very close to a majority, but it's not. So then you wouldn't make the bracha that we mentioned before, not everybody. Rather, just the individuals who the miracle was done to, they would make the bracha. That's going to be important for today. Dalit. Haram, welcome, next page. Shanasa neis l'yachid. Come to a place where a miracle was done for a private individual. Einam avarach. So I don't make a bracha. See a place, I don't know, a friend of mine, like I tell you, I don't remember what the story was, but miracle happened to him on Avalon. So if I get to that place in Avalon, I wouldn't make a bracha. He would make a bracha. Well, but we'll see. Who asked him? But that person himself, when he gets to the place where the miracle was done, Mevarach Shasa Lines B'Makom Hazeh, Hashem, thank you for doing a miracle for me in this place. So we discussed that again last week, I think before Shabbos. Yosef, fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that, again, tying it together with what we learned before, this is as long as he hasn't been that spot in 30 days. If, let's say, you know, a miracle happened to him on, Cashew and Robertson. He's walking by Cashew and he doesn't make a bracha every day. Makes it once or whatever, and then not for 30 days. And if he keeps on coming there, it doesn't break. So then he wouldn't say a bracha, you know, like we learned before. But then the Mechaber says, V'chol yotze yirecho, all of his descendants, gam kem avarach shasa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh, that they thank Hashem, you did a miracle from my father in this place. The Be'er Halacha says that's pashut. It's obvious that the same thing would apply to a mother. That if, or grandmother, a miracle happened to your grandmother or your mother in a certain place, when you get to that place, you say, shasa neis la'imi b'makom hazeh. You would make that bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that also grandchildren also make this bracha. It's not just children, but also grandchildren make this bracha. And after grandchildren, so then if they were born after the nes happened, it's my focus about this, but this is the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. If they were born after the miracle was done to their father or grandfather, so then, as Mishnah Berurah says, they're a shutuf. They're a partner in the miracle. In other words, they wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the fact that the miracle happened to their father or grandfather. They wouldn't be alive. So therefore, they would make a bracha under that circumstance. And the bracha would be, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, the Be'er Halacha, the Shaar HaTzion talks about La Avinu, if it's a couple grandchildren, or Avi Avinu to our grandfather. You make the miracle for our grandfather. Avosai, the Mishnah Berurah says, or Avi Abba, whatever the Nusach is. Now, it seems from the way the Mechaber is saying, and from others, that this would be ad infinitum. In other words, it says, Kol Yetzei Yirecho, all of his descendants. So I've got a great-grandchild, a great-great-grandchild. You hear a story like that, you know, like, our great-grandfather in this place, you know, something happened, right? So that's the way it seems from the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, But, now, just to tie everything together, the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting catch on this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, he says that, V'da de'bezeh shekasanu yosei reichu chayavim levarach. He says that's the Beis Yosef. As we saw, Beis Yosef goes like certain Rishonim, many Rishonim, But he says, "Well, nimsa klal al yotzer yerecho reish perakaro." It's not in the Gemara. It says it doesn't say all the descendants; it just says children, grandchildren. It doesn't say again. The question is, third, fourth, fifth generation. Do they make a bracha when they get to a point where their great-great-grandfather, a miracle happened? So according to the Machabi, yes, but the Orach HaShulchan says it's not brought down in the Gemara. The Rif is the first one, he says, the Rif says it's only Berei or Bar Berei, it's only his son and grandson who has to make the bracha, but not future descendants. Not future descendants. Right. But others write in the name of Rabbeinu Haigon that it's future generations, and the Rambam passes this way, and the Mechaber passes this way. Right. Right. And the Torah brings that as a Yesh Orim. Okay. So then the Aruch HaShulchan asks a very interesting question. Avol Yesh Lion, the Had Safik Brachas Lahakel, it's Machlokas. Whether again, great-grandchildren, after grandchildren, they make, so it's machlokas. This is normally we say, if there's a machlokas, we say don't make the bracha, right? Except for benching, right, or birchas haTorah. But normally we say, sofik brachas lahakel. You don't make a bracha if there's a doubt. And he says also, that he has a question. Demash paskav v'nei shal shevet. Shal shevet kol Yisrael peturim me'al bracha. So you have one shevet. Let's say shevet Reuven, right? Miracle happened just to Shevet Reuven. So what's the halacha? All Klal Yisrael, all other 11 tribes don't make a bracha. All other, right? Each person from Shevet Reuven, when they get to that place, it would be like today's halacha. They would make a bracha. Asali, or their children, grandchildren. So he says, based upon that, term of bracha, v'hayo lahem levayar, de b'nei oso ha-shevet chayavim. So then, according to this halacha, that children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren have to make the bracha, so then we should have a halacha that, based upon last time we learned, that if you're from a shevet where a miracle happened, so you're like a single individual. Not all Klal Yisrael will make the bracha when they get to that spot, just you. So why just you? It should be also anybody from Shevet Levi till the end of time, Reuven till the end of time. Right, that's Aruch HaShulchan's kasha. Well, there should be a halacha somewhere that if you're from a certain shevet and a miracle happened in a certain place to your all the way back there when they went to Eretz Yisrael, came into Eretz Yisrael, a miracle happened to Shevet Reuven. So you're from Reuven, you get to this place, even though it's what, how many generations ago? A lot, right? You would have to make a bracha in that spot. We don't see such a halacha. There's no such halacha. Lachem ladina nirla niyastaiti. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the rak b'no uven b'no chayavim levarak b'shem l'machos. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's only the child or the grandchild of the person who the miracle will happen to, they make the bracha with Hashem's name, shem l'machos. But, because we know that's as far as, it's only until the fourth generation, there's rachamim, aval bein. And anybody after that, he says should make it without Shem U'Machus. Just children and grandchildren. But anybody after that should make it without Shem U'Machus. Shem U'Machus. V'lo shar daros, the rest of the generations won't. Okay? So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan comes out. That again, if something happened, like we said, your great 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 grandfather slipped and hit his head on the Plymouth Rock, and it was a miracle that he survived. You get to Plymouth Rock, and you see, so you would not make a bracha. It's too far back. I mean, you could make a bracha without Shem Malchus, but with Shem Malchus, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's only child and grandchild. Okay.